The first principle, can anyone read the first principle? Last time we did. Can anyone read out? No one.
By sincerely cultivating a bona fide spiritual science, we can be free from anxiety and come to the state of pure, unending, blissful consciousness in this lifetime.
What is the main point in that one everybody needs? What is the very, 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 very important point? Free from anxiety. Everybody is anxiety. Anxiety of what? Anxiety of death. Isn't it? For that one, this principle is very, very important. Today we are going to take number 2. Please note down principle number 2. Everybody ready? We are not our bodies. We are not our bodies. But, can anyone?
Souls.
But,
we are souls.
But,
souls.
Eternal. Eternal spirit souls. Souls, it is plural, it's coming up. We are not our bodies, but eternal spirit souls. Parts and parcels, all plural, parts and parcels of God, Krishna. Can you repeat what I told?
We are not.
Hey, not you. I'm asking her. Spirit. Good. Your memory power is better. Okay? We are not our bodies, but eternal spirit souls. Parts and parcels of God, Krishna. As such, we are all. As such, we are all. Can anyone fill up? As such, we are all.
Children.
We are all.
Servants of.
Brothers. Okay. We are all brothers. And Krishna is, as such, we are all brothers, and Krishna is, ultimately, and Krishna is, ultimately, our common
father.
As such, we are all brothers, and Krishna is ultimately our common father. This is the principle. Now we should understand there are, for any action, what are the 2 points of them? For any action, what we are doing now? You have the plan to do something. What are the 2 things?
Purpose
and principle. The purpose having different
principles.
The purpose having different levels. You understand? Our devotees, we have one purpose. Isn't it? The neighbors, those who are not devotees, their purpose is different or the same? Isn't it? Different people having different purposes. According to that purpose, they may have principles. First of all, we do not know what is the purpose. Secondly, we do not know what is the appropriate principle for that purpose. The dogs are barking. They do not know what for they are barking. And the principle, the way they are barking, is also not successful. Human beings also, many people, they plan for profit. But unfortunately, everyone ends up with loss. Isn't it? So please understand, my point is, even for the purpose, there are different levels. Even for each purpose, there are different principles. Isn't it? Yesterday, Nirjal Ekadasi. What was the purpose of Nirjal Ekadasi? What is the purpose of Nirjal Ekadasi?
More service.
But many people, they did Nirjal, but they?
No service.
So the principle is? Principle is?
Broken.
Lost. The purpose is do
service.
More service. Our principle is doing Nirjal fasting, not considering service. You understand now? Now you can please understand each and every action. We have some purposes and principles. Till now we have not heard all these things, isn't it? Sometimes we may go wrong in fixing our purpose. If that is wrong, all the principles also become wrong. Isn't it? We cannot fix the appropriate purpose and principle also, it is very, very difficult. So Prabhupada, for the sake of we people, he has given these 8 principles. In this one, today we are taking the second one. First of all, he is mentioning we are not our bodies. Even in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna, he lost his composure, he could not stand, he could not speak, he could not hold. Could not hold? Gandiva. He is seeking help from
Krishna.
Krishna. The very principle Krishna told to begin with is
Bhagavad Gita.
You
are not this body, you are soul.
You are not your body, you are the soul. Please understand. This is very, very vital one. Anyone considering you are the body and do some action, you may be successful in the beginning, and that ultimately is going to fetch you sufferings, because that is not the truth. We are not the bodies. You understand this point? Anyone doing something, they're all wrong. Even if you go to lower court or higher court or Supreme Court, everybody is arguing. Isn't it? You are correct, I'm correct, you are wrong, I'm correct. Isn't it? But who is right and who is wrong? How can we know? The wrong person giving some bribe and he is buying the
justice,
isn't it? But ultimately Krishna is the purpose. Krishna is the person who is going to award the final result. You understand? So better we should do things considering we are not our bodies. You understand? Anyone considering we are not our bodies and do, then they will be helped by Krishna. Isn't it? So to begin with, when we are going for the preaching the first time for the new people, we should make them to understand that we are not our bodies. Isn't it? Then you can see anything that you are going to suggest for them, you are going to give some principle for them, that and all only to please the soul, not the body. You can take anyone who is considering to maintain the body, they are all failures. Ravana, he got so mystic powers. He could be able to bring Sita to his Lanka. Isn't it? That's we cannot even conceive that idea. But he could do. Isn't it? But ultimately, he was not successful. He lost his life. You understand? He is considering that he is his body. He wants pleasure for his body. Isn't it? So the intelligent never considers he is his
body.
Please understand, this is the ISKCON people should first of all understand this principle. On this principle, if you act, then Krishna will help you. The second thing we can ask, if we are not the bodies, who we are? Isn't it? Body means I can see, oh, this is my body, I can tell. But how can I perceive soul? Isn't it? It's not that much easy. Even we cannot see the wind, we can feel. Isn't it? How can feel? Dead body can feel?
No.
Dead body cannot feel. But how we are feeling? The difference. The dead body cannot feel as though there's the same breeze. Dead body cannot feel, but we are feeling. So there is some little difference between dead body and living body. We are not the body. So dead body, that there is no the person. We have some person, personality, and we are feeling. So who is feeling?
Soul is feeling.
The soul's activities are?
Thinking.
Feeling.
Feeling. Willing. Thinking.
Willing. Thinking. Isn't it? The three things the dead body cannot do. Isn't it? Dead body cannot think this one. We have to understand this point. Only the intelligent person can understand that he is not his body, but he is soul. Sometimes in mathematics, particularly in the section of algebra, there are some problems to solve. How many people are good at mathematics here? How many people got sent down? Mathematics, no one? That's all? You got? Sometimes good, at least. In that one, we cannot solve some problems. So we will consider, let us consider x is equal to
y.
A. X is equal to A. Substituting all x with A, all y with B, all z with C. Then we can easily solve the problems. Without that principle, we cannot solve the problems. How you can compare this one with our life? Anyone in this material world, you ask him, he is acting for his
body.
He is acting for the benefit of
himself.
His body. He is acting for his goodness. But he is not benefiting. Isn't it? It's not benefiting. It's true. Isn't it? So how you can compare my algebra analogy to our life? If you solve the algebra x without considering as A, you cannot solve. Now, you consider yourself not your body but as your
soul.
You understand how to consider? Don't consider yourself as your body but consider as your soul. Then you saw, you do, practice, you are successful. Isn't it? Arjuna could not win Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Krupacharya. But he was the victorious. Isn't it? He was telling Krishna, Krishna, I cannot fight. He was considering himself. Sorry, I am deaf. He was considering his body. I am Kshatriya, I am Arjuna. He is my teacher. When he is considering Dronacharya as his teacher, means he is considering only for the body. Isn't it? But he could not do. But when Krishna is telling, giving the real knowledge, through Bhagavad Gita, he got the confidence that he can be able to fight. He is successful. Now also you can see in this material world, everybody is thinking himself as his body and doing action like as. Even the poor ladies means already they have less intelligence. You know this point? Ladies means less intelligence. They are also trying to earn money to become happy. But no family is happy. You understand the point? Very first point Krishna is advising to Arjuna, that Arjuna, you are not your body, you are the soul. But we still hearing Bhagavad Gita, by hearting slokas, reciting slokas, top to bottom, bottom to our top, but still we do not understand what is Bhagavad Gita. Today I met one student, he did information technology. I asked, Did you get any information from Krishna? He was stunned, he could not answer me. Information technology. So then I stole. Krishna already gave the information. You do not know that information. He was really perplexed. He could not open, he cannot say anything. Then I told, what is Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is completely the information given by
Krishna.
Sarvadharman Paritachimam Yakam Sarvachar. He doesn't know. Isn't it? There are so many levels of information. Of that, what is the topmost information? Topmost information given by
Krishna.
That is the saturated point. No one can give better information than Krishna. Is there anyone can give? So there is topmost. That is Bhagavad Gita. You read so many books. You are wasting your life. If you can able to understand Bhagavad Gita, there is a topmost. So each and every person here, who is considering himself, his body, he cannot be happy. Please note down that one. As long as one considering himself, his body, he cannot be happy in this material world, which is like a jail. How many of you, at least now, considering you are the soul? How many of you want to consider? Everybody? Very good. Isn't it? We are not the bodies. Then why the body is given? If you are not, is it? Why? To fulfill our material desires. Is there any other desire than material desire? You are talking so many things. I don't understand. You are telling our material desire. Is there any other desire I can have?
Independent desire.
What does it mean? Spiritual desire mean?
Serving Krishna.
To please Krishna. Here the trick is, one is trying to be happy by doing on his own principle. Please understand my point. But no one is happy permanently. What is the point hidden here? How a person can be happy? No one is happy. Please understand. Even the Prime Minister, President, Chief Minister, MLAs, MPs, our cabinet ministers, all are working. I was telling our Prime Minister is sleeping for only 2 hours, 3 hours, like our Sadgoswamis. Sadgoswamis were very, very happy. But our Narendra Modi is not happy. Today morning he must have spoken, I think, sir, Man Ki Baat. I don't know, it was somewhere in temple. Man Ki Baat, he is telling about his words from the heart. He's not talking about the Krishna's words. So you will work hard, you will never be happy. Please understand, I'm not criticizing our Prime Minister. We should understand where we are putting our step wrong. You understand? We cannot be happy on our own principle, on our own strength. But the trick is, if you please Krishna, you are pleased. This is the trick. If you please Krishna, you are pleased. Otherwise not. What you derive the pleasure is not permanent. Ultimately, that pleasure is going to fetch you pain. You understand? We have to pay for that pleasure. Nothing is available freely in this material world. To begin with, everything we feel that is freely available, you can accept, you can enjoy, but afterwards, by force, you are you are forced to
suffer.
Not suffer, you have to pay for that one, for your enjoyment. In a shop, if you go and you ask you some t-shirt, you will first ask, give there 100 rupees, then you take. But this nature is not like that one. You want to enjoy? Enjoy. Then it will collect. You cannot pay, it will forcibly drag from you. Through
three sufferings.
Mostly diseases. All the diseases. Many people have so many diseases, no? They are unable to pay to the nature what they enjoy. So they are suffering through diseases. How one can be happy? How one can be happy?
By pleasing Krishna.
By pleasing Krishna only. But not anywhere else. Huh? Today you can see in some lovers' park so many, the lovers, the pairs, they are very, very happy. They get married. After 2 months, 3 months, they are divorcing. They cannot be happy. This is the world. That's not the way. If I marry you, then we will be happy. No. Not at all possible. One child born means that's all the love between the husband and wife gone, minimized. Daily quarrel. This is the world. Please understand how to derive pleasure means to please Krishna. If Krishna is pleased, in turn we are pleased. Otherwise not. No possibility. That's why we should not consider ourselves body. We are the soul. The soul is part and parcel of Krishna. Here it is clearly mentioned. They are the part and parcel of Krishna. Don't misunderstand. Don't take other principle. The principle is soul is the part and parcel of Krishna. If you consider some way, you will never be successful. Is it right? You never be successful. That is spirit soul. This is very, very difficult. The difficulty is the body gives instantaneous
happiness,
pleasure. But the soul, it is not like that one. Soul takes some time. Is it right? Soul does not necessarily be instantaneous. It may be delayed one. Isn't it? That's why everybody is going for only sensual pleasure. For that one we need trunadapi sunichena. We need
tolerance.
We have to tolerate. Matra svasastu kaunteya sitoshna sakadukkadaha. Isn't it? That tolerating power is very, very important. Then Krishna is happy. Oh, my dear son is tolerating to all these things. When Krishna is happy, he empowers us. Otherwise, that's not possible. This very point, we are not the body, we are the soul itself, is very difficult for us to realize. Understanding and all, okay. Some people, they understandably they give lectures in a not realized way. That is the problem. I don't know the singing, the way of we sing. If you realize that song, then you can sing very, very nice. Isn't it? Some people sing, many people may not understand. In South India, there's some competitions and all. I heard many, many times that one. Many people, they comment, if P. Susila sings, we can just note down, we can write down what she is singing. So clearly P. Susila sings. That's the thing the commentator, he tells like that to her. So nicely we have to sing. The others, the audience should understand that to her. Isn't it? So everyone, first of all, we have to tell, you have to get up early in the morning because we are not the bodies, we are the souls. To realize that point, we should get up early in the morning. Go to bed early. You understand? Take bath and chant Hare Krishna mantra. That is going to cleanse the heart, mind and soul. Isn't it? The Mahamantra is not of this world. It is of spiritual, Goloka Vrindavana. That only can help to cleanse our heart. Not anything of this. Film songs, this, that. The devotional songs also there in film songs, no? But that is not going to help us. Please understand that point also. That's why we particularly, we sing Vaishnava songs. That is realized bhajans by great acharyas. Isn't it? A devotional service in film songs means it's not effective. That is bogus. Why it is bogus?
It's not realized.
That wordings are not realized. The singer is not a realized soul. The music director is not realized soul. You understand? Today in our Rajbhog Aarti, one devotee was singing. I was also thinking, he must be singing for the first time. He sang only one line, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I was there in near the DT that time. Then afterwards, the second I heard, the very other singer is singing very nicely. With all this gavakas, this is the melodious voice. You understand? Here I want to tell one more thing. There are two devotees. There are two supreme personalities of Godhead. Supreme personalities of Godhead, not heads. Who are the supreme personalities of Godhead?
Krishna
Valna, very correct. There are two devotees. Who are they? There are two devotees. Easily, 50% you told. There are two personalities of Godhead, Krishna Balaram. There are two devotees. Who are they? That's it all, no, Gaurnita. You are telling in some other way.
Rupa Goswami Sanat.
There are six Baba Sat Goswamis. There are two devotees. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna.
Haridas Thakur Nityam.
I am sorry. You are not having any link. The two person, Two devotees are Duryodhana and Arjuna. Duryodhana is the devotee. He is devotee of Balaram. Please, I am giving very nice realization of mine. Balram is very much attached to Duryodhana. He wanted to give his own sister Subhadra to Duryodhana. That much Duryodhana is also devoted to Balram. There is no difference between Balram and Krishna. Please understand that point also. There is no difference between Balram and Krishna. Moreover, in this context, Balram is elder and Krishna is younger. Then Krishna has to obey to Balram. Balram need not obey to Krishna. In this situation, Balrama is devoted to Duryodhana is devoted to Balram, and poor Arjuna is devoted to Krishna, younger brother. Huh? Isn't it? He did. He pleased Balram like anything. Isn't it? Huh? He was very much devoted to Balram. But who is the winner and who is the runner?
Arjuna is the winner.
Who is the winner?
Arjuna.
What is the difference between Duryodhana and Arjuna? What is the difference between these two? Both are attached to their own. Both are same. Balram and Krishna is same. But what is the difference between Arjuna and Duryodhana? Even at the last, Balram could not help even Duryodhana. Isn't it? What is the difference between these two?
One is attached to Krishna.
Oh, Arjuna,
you tell names.
Arjuna is attached to Krishna.
Huh?
Arjuna is attached to Krishna. And
Balram attached to this is Duryodhana attached to Balram, both the same. He also attached.
They have not realized the soul.
No. Even Arjuna, he did not realize the soul at that time. Envious, I do not know. Envious are is very friendly, huh? Yes?
The consciousness of Arjuna is different
from... What is the consciousness?
Krishna conscious.
He also surrendered to Balram. No, we cannot say. He lent even the gada club. Duryodhana is selfish. He lent everything from Balram only for his own pleasure, for his own body. But Arjuna lent everything. In that one, he learned that he is not the body, he is the soul. And he is attached to. So now also we have so many devotees. Many attach their own body. They do everything for their own sake. You can analyze, but they are not successful. They are not advancing Krishna consciousness. Even after 20 years, they say, I am chanting for 20 years, but Krishna is not turning to me. He is blind. Huh? He never helps me. You understand? You want to be like Duryodhana, you want to be like Arjuna. Now you should understand. Isn't it? Duryodhana is not less, huh? He was also very much pleased. Balram, now we are telling if you please Krishna, in turn you are pleased. But Balram, Duryodhana pleased Balram, but Duryodhana is not pleased. What is the difference?
Selfish.
He is not accepting the teachings of
Balram.
We cannot be like this one. For our own purpose, for our own benefit, we cannot do devotional service. That is not at all called devotional service. Devotional means we have to devote. Anything that we do, the results we should devote to Krishna. to please Krishna, in turn to get pleased. Otherwise it's not possible. That's why Prahlada made one statement. What the statement?
Don't try to be happy.
If you want to be happy,
don't try to be happy.
If you want to be happy, don't try to be happy. Then you are happy. Isn't it? Don't try to be happy. You are happy. Isn't it? So, this very, very important point that we do everything considering ourselves as bodies. Now onwards, please consider, it's just like algebraical mathematics. In that one we are solving, but putting X as A. In our life, we have to put, instead of body, we have to put soul. Then you act, one day you are going to
realize
that you are really soul, not the body. Isn't it? Now you don't think, you just think that you are the soul, then you act. Then you are going to realize really that you are going to become happy, blissful. And then also we are parts and parcels of Krishna. Because the soul is eternal spirit. Eternal means it doesn't have
beginning
or end. It is eternal. Sanatana. Spirit means, why he is mentioning eternal soul, he could have told, but he mentioned eternal spiritual. Spiritual means? That is the Satya Chitta Ananda. Spirit, eternal, always exist.
Beyond material.
Spirit means?
Beyond material.
Out of the influence of three modes, Maya. Spirit is beyond three modes. Traigunya, Vishya Veda, Nistraigunya, Bhavarjuna. Isn't it? We have to come out from the influence of three modes. Nidbande, Nitya Satpastu, Niryoga, Kshema. Atma Kshema means happy. Kshema man in Tamil also you ask, no? Kshema ma. The word you use in Tamil? In Telugu we use. Nalandana in Tamil. That is Kshema. Kshema, opposite word is?
Shama.
Kshama is opposite word of Kshema. These Sanskrit words also we should learn. Niryoga. Niryoga means? Rogi. Rogi means? Tamil people use roga. Disease. Niryoga. Kshema. Atma. Atmavan. If you come out from the influence of three modes, you are going to Niryoga. Rogi means? Rogi is the Tamil word. Na? Rogi use na? Patience. Kshema, Atmavan. We have to be very, very careful. That is spirit, souls, and this is part and parcel of Krishna. This is very, very important. It's not only part, it is the parcel. How can you understand part and parcel? Part means we can easily dismantle. and we can assemble that one. Part and parcel means we cannot separate, cannot dismantle that one. Isn't it? That is the part and parcel. No one in this world can be separated from
Krishna.
That's not possible. Can anyone separate the sun rays from the sun? Can you take sun rays? Oh, this is sun rays. Can you get that separated from sun and bring somewhere else? Like that one. Part and parcel means we are all part of Krishna, and parcel means we cannot be
separate.
Get away from Krishna. That's why it is called part and parcel. Amsa. Sub main branch is in Paris, sub branch is in Kovilambakam, Kilkatalai, sub branch. Can anyone separate that one? If any problem is there in a sub branch, the main branch also will take a risk, no? That responsibility. Amsa. Part and parcel. So we cannot be separate. We are with Krishna. Lisa, but we are not feeling because of we are not feeling that we are connected to Krishna because of three modes. That's why we are accepting a guru who is initiating, who is reconnecting us to Krishna. It means that he is awakening us. Om Ajnana Timilandasya Jnananjana Salakaya. Isn't it? We are already connected to Krishna, but we are not aware of that one. We are unable to perceive that connection. So the Guru is initiating. One who really got initiated, he should perceive the connection with Krishna. Otherwise, he is not yet initiated. Please understand. These are scriptural injunctions. This is even Krishna is helping us. We wanted to yell, we wanted to enjoy without Krishna. Previously we told that we cannot be happy without pleasing Krishna. But our desire is we want to be happy without Krishna. This is impossible. Isn't it? The statement is, if you please Krishna, in turn you are pleased. But our desire is, Krishna, I want to be pleased. I want to not be happy without you. Is it possible? But we are adamant, arrogant. Some people, you can see the child. If you go to the market, he tells, I want this mummy, I want this mummy. Hey, that is all no good, don't take that one. Then what he does? He fall on the road, it's a roll, sir. I want it. If you get me, otherwise I will roll on the road. Then what do the mother? Take this one. Like that one. We are also arrogant. We want to enjoy without Krishna. All the people know, before marriage also they are sitting ready, all this room. Mummy, we want to be happy outside, not with you. Your daughter-in-law doesn't want to be with you. What can I do? So we wanted to be happy without Krishna. What to do? The father is doing impossible possible. So what is impossible? Forgetting Krishna is impossible. Getting separated from Krishna is impossible. That's why he made the impossible possible just by putting the three modes, the Maya. Isn't it? Then if you realize that I am suffering anyhow, the fish never be happy without
water.
Water. You can provide so many things other than water, you cannot be happy. Like that one, you try your best. You can sleep. Even an imported air-conditioned room, Dunlop pillow, any all facilities. But still, you are not getting sleep. The person who is walking on the road, is sleeping on the road, and he is snoring. He's snoring, he's sleeping very nicely, happily he's sleeping. Isn't it? So in this way we should understand that without pleasing Krishna we cannot be happy. We forget this one Maya. We forget that body. Because of this desire only, Krishna has provided us this material body. I do not want any desire without Krishna. Then you don't need
body.
If you have any desire, that desire to please yourself without Krishna, then you need
the body,
material body. If you come to the level that you don't want to have any pleasure without Krishna, then you don't need
material body.
This is within you. You want to have this material body or not? That depends upon your
desire.
The whole world is running after the desire of all the souls. Isn't it? Krishna is fulfilling all the desires of all the people from
time
immemorial, isn't it? So he is fulfilling all the desires. And we are getting the
reactions
for that one. We want to act against Krishna and we do not want the reaction. That's not possible. You act but don't
expect the result.
No. You act, but the action should please Krishna, not you. Then there is no reaction. Your action pleasing Krishna, then there is no reaction. Then you no need material body. Then on giving up your material body, you will not get another material body. Your next birth, your birth will be in Goloka Vrindavana with your spiritual body. First of all, we should understand why we are given this material body. Is it necessary for us? It is benefiting us? Isn't it? That we have to see. Why it has been given to us? Is it necessary for me? I need this one. Self-respect. Everybody got the self-respect. They don't want to take anything from others. But unknowingly, they took something from Krishna. They don't realize the truth. Isn't it? If it is mine, my own, then it is not going to pain me. Isn't it? My things can pain me. The things which are paining me is not mine. Isn't it? Am I correct or not?
Yes.
Something that is giving me trouble, it's mine? No. That which is not giving you trouble, that is yours. Isn't it? The soul never gives any trouble. The body only gives the trouble. which the body. We are seeing so many people are giving up their bodies. So we are not the body, we should think that one. We are not considering that point at all. This is the wonder of all. Who asked this person?
Dharma.
The wonder, Dharmaraj. From whom? Yamaraj. Yaksha. So the wonder of this world. Each person witnessing so many people giving up their body and never thinks that he is going to give up one day his body. He thinks that, oh poor fellow, he left his body. And he is thinking he is a very rich fellow. The poor fellow, he gave up his body. I am very rich, I never give up my body. That is a foolishness. Isn't it? We are all spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. As such, we are all
brothers.
What does it mean, brother means? Brothers means how good you should be. How we should be?
Cooperative.
Eh? You read everything, huh? The brothers means we are acting like a brothers, huh? Even for the same guru, the same God brothers, they are quarrel. I learned one very nice statement from my guru. He told that even if you hate your God brother, even if you hate your God brother, you should love him. You should love him because my Guru Maharaj accepted him as his disciple. This is our Guru Maharaj Radhana Swamaraj's statement I learnt even those days. Even if you dislike, even if you hate your own God brother, you should love him. Because my Guru, beloved Guru Maharaj, accepted him as his beloved disciple. Huh? You understand? Then we can understand what is brother, how to behave with others, how to help each other without criticizing, without harming, without cheating, without troubling. We have to lead our life. This is the brothers. Nowadays, even blood-related brothers, they are quarreling. Isn't it? And then they are talking about the universal brotherhood. Many people, they talk about universal brotherhood. So speaking is not that much important. Actions
speaks louder than
speak
words.
Louder than the words. Isn't it? You don't talk, you demonstrate. Krishna spoke, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
demonstrated.
Isn't it? Krishna spoke, no one understood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated, we are all following now. We are trying to follow him. Isn't it? Even Arjuna also has not fully understood what Krishna told. Gradually he understood. But now, within these 500 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation, we are all trying to follow. Isn't it? So the person who is giving lecture, sitting of Vyasasana, he may speak so nicely, impressively, inspiringly, fascinatingly, but he is not adopting all those principles in his life. What is the effect of that one on the audience? Why? Why? Huh? How? No one can. No one can realize. Unless Krishna gives that realization. Bhaktyamam abhijanat. Only by devotional service one can understand me. If you please Krishna through the devotional service, if Krishna is pleased, then he will reveal to you. But you cannot realize Krishna on your own. Isn't it? You are working for 1 million. You work and take your salary. But the millionaire will not going to reveal what all he has unless you become his confidential servant. Devotee, preacher, is a confidential servant of Krishna. Then Krishna reveals himself. But we cannot realize our master. Isn't it? If the brothers, they act together, cooperatively, lovingly, then the Supreme Father is happy or not? If they quarrel, the Supreme Father is happy? The leader, Gandhi Mahatma, was happy when Muslims and Hindus were fighting?
No.
Isn't it? He was undergoing nirjal fasting also. But still, they never considered his condition. They were
fighting.
You wonder, you see? So we have to understand that one, the very point, that one. Our purpose is to please our Supreme Father. If Father is happy, he can help us. But on our own, we cannot help ourselves. What is the statement? What is the statement? God helps those who help themselves. Everybody is helping themselves. They think they are helping them, but they are not happy. God is not helping. Helping oneself means helping
the soul
of others. Not helping for my own body and helping the body of my wife and my children, my relatives. That's not helping ourselves. Please understand. Our meaning and Krishna's meanings are different, entirely different. Isn't it? It is just like East and West. They never meet. The parallel lines, they never meet. The parallel lines meet?
No.
It never meet. East and West can meet?
No.
Isn't it? So if you don't please Krishna, we'll never be happy. Even with factories, appliances, this, that, and all, wealth, guilt, everything is... Who is the exemplary for that one? Gajendra. He's very nicely set up in that forest. Very nice wife, children, all other animals serving him very, very nicely. He never understands what was suffering. He never knew. But he was playing in that water for a long time. He was very, very happy even then. But now all of a sudden, the crocodile comes and caught his leg. They not even thought, oh, is there something like this suffering? He was trying for 1,000 years. No one could help him. He was king earlier. That time he was doing some devotional service. After 1,000 years of fighting with the crocodile, he could able to see one lotus flower at a distance. As soon as he saw lotus flower, he remembered God also. He took that flower and offered to Krishna. Vishnu from Loka, Goloka Vrinda, Vishnu from Vaikuntha Loka, he come down instantaneously. So we should also always remember, with all our power, knowledge, then wealth, we cannot be happy. Only by the mercy of Krishna we can be happy. The same thing even Draupadi also demonstrated for us. She underwent the worst of all. She was being unraped. No one could help her. Even the king, her own husbands, plural number. But Krishna, when she pleaded Krishna, even from Dwaraka, he helped her. She was in
Hastinapur.
Isn't it? Please understand these two stories. They are very, very important. How Krishna helps. How our mind should be, how our conscience should be. So the brother means we have the father, we need to please him. If he is pleased, we are also pleased. Isn't it? The son is holding the hand of the finger of the father. As long as he's holding tightly, firmly, he's happy, isn't it? Wherever his father dragging him, he goes. Bindas, no problem for him. But he loosens his hand, then what will happen? He gets lost, isn't it? Like that one, if you also forget the lotus feet of Krishna, we are also suffering. Suffering means absence of Krishna. Krishna is the common father for all. We are not telling that we are only preaching to Hindus. Prabhupada never told us. You are Christians, you are Muslims, you are Jews, you are Zoroastrians. I will preach only to Hindus. He never told her. Even the people asked him, you are going to convert us from Christianity to Hinduism? What did he tell? No, I am not going to. Is it? He told, he is going to make you perfect. Imperfection gives problems. If you become perfect, there is no problem. Isn't it? So we are not against Muslims or Christians or this, that and all. We have no caste and creed. We can preach to anyone, to everyone. In my early 80s also, I put my ex-guru, no? I told you once. Isn't it? He is Baptist. He was Baptist. He became our guru. then he was talking about Christians, this, that, and all. Then I put the question, Guru Maharaj, if Christians comes, then who will be the spiritual master for Christians? He lovingly slapped on my cheek. He told, don't you know? I am the spiritual master for all. For all. How many of you can preach to the Muslims? That means how many people have that much confidence? For Christians, we should preach without
different
harming them. They should praise. They should appreciate. Then it's good. We cannot say, hey, you are Muslim, baby, you don't know anything. You are foolish. You are eating this, that, and all. We cannot preach like that. The tricks we should understand. How best we can help him. Krishna is the common father, supreme father of all. Whether he is Muslim or Christian or anyone, please understand, we do not want to criticize anyone at any cost. We are all brothers. Your Muslims also are brothers. The division cannot have. Then we cannot please Krishna. Please understand. Many of us, we say that Muslims are like this one, they are like this, this, that, and all. We are not at all Vaishnavas then. We should feel ashamed. What for? We should feel ashamed. What for? We are unable to
preach.
Help them to understand who is the Supreme Father. The shortcoming is lying within us, not within him. He is ignorant. And you are thinking you are cognizant, but you are also ignorant. Okay? Please, now onwards, you all should consider that, at least consider that you are not body or the soul. Isn't it? It's consideration. Try to consider many, many times. One day, you will realize that you are not this body. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, as though you are doing, using your hands, legs, eyes, nose, all your senses, you will feel, you should feel, you are not the doer. As though your hand is doing, but you should not feel that you are doing. That much realization we should have. The hands, legs, and all, Krishna's, not ours. That's why he is taking away as a dead body. Mrityu? Mrityu?
Sarva
haraksham. I'm devouring personification of death. Isn't it? So this is Vishnu. As I'm acting, as I'm preaching, I'm not really preaching. Krishna is preaching through me. Then if I'm thinking that I'm not the preaching, I'm not preaching, Krishna is preaching through me. I don't have ego, false ego. I'm the best preacher here. No one can defeat me. Kashmir Pandit comes, it tells that, is there anyone can defeat me? Only these two, Sanatana and Rupa Goswami. Yes, we already defeated. The Vaishnava does not want to compete with anyone. Please, that is the Vaishnava etiquette. We don't want to compete and prove that when we are better than you. That is not our aim, that is not our purpose, that is not our principle. We do not want to defeat anyone else. We want to try to help us, help others to understand the truth. Please, we, our mood should be like this one. No? Don't try to defeat anyone. That is not our goal. No? We do not, even at the cost of accepting ourselves defeated, that's better. And don't go for the competition. That's not good. Krishna is not happy. We want to please Krishna through each and every action of ours. Isn't it? So we are learning today, we are not our bodies, but souls. The souls are parts and parcels of Krishna. We are all brothers, and He is the common Supreme Father. On this principle, we should lead our lives. Then there won't be any problem, as though we are in this material world. Dukkalayam asasvitam, material world. How many people accept this principle? No one? No one accepts. Please implement that in our lives and try. Soon you will get the mercy of Krishna. That's why we told that not to find faults with anyone.
Not to create
enmity with anyone.
Don't take part
with anyone in a dispute.
Don't
become the cause for the distress of anyone else. So very, very important. This way if you behave, Krishna is pleased. Yetamam prapadyante
naam
tathaiva bhajamyaham. The extent one surrenders to me, that extent I reward. With the reward only, we will get back our virtuous qualities. We revive the statement that we are not the body, we are the soul. Then only we can behave as brothers. Brothers means helping each other, not quarreling. Helping each other to advance Krishna consciously. This way, Prabhupada very nicely taught us the second principle. Next class, when we are going to meet you? First Sunday, I'm quite sure I may not be available. Second, Paniyati, that is, you people can have here in Chennai ISKCON. My program, I'm not available for first Sunday, even for second Sunday. That Sunday, that will be the first Sunday of the next month, no? In your program, in your home.
Second Saturday,
if possible, then I will come to. That also, mostly that's not possible. That is on which day? Second Sunday is 8th. The next day of our reception. I'm not quite sure. That Sunday, your place, 4th Sunday, Rajesh.
For Sunday,
you can have 15th, no? 7th, 8th, first week. Sunday. 8th is the second Sunday. I'm not available. First is also not available. So 15th. I cannot, I mean, I am not quite sure. Second Saturday is 14th. 14th, no? 14th is possible. Yeah. I will come. Second Saturday is there. 14th is no problem. Everything is over by then. Okay, 14th, yeah? 14th, second yours, third is his. Fourth is Rajesh. And Sunday is First, I am not available. 8th also I am not available. And 15th. Okay?
Yeah.
15th, 22nd is the 15th is that Sunday. Yeah, 22nd is 4th in our temple, as usual. That's good. Okay? Thank you very much. Is there any doubt or clarification required? Please come forward, at least for the sake of others. Yes.
Prabhu, there are different stages in the devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari sees Krishna in each and everything. But in the Bhagavad Gita 4.35, initiated means he has to see Krishna each and everything.
Yes.
But he is just now initiated. How can he act like the Uttama Adhikari?
When you join your MBBS, how many years it will take to get that certificate?
Five years.
There is some time is there now. Just now you got initiated. You cannot consider that you are in, you are Uttama Adhikari. You have to practice yourself. One day, if you practice very nicely, strictly, perfectly, then surely one day you are going to become Uttama Adhikari. It's not immediately, it's not.
So that seeing is mechanical seeing. The initiated devotee has to see Krishna.
Now I took consider yourself as soul, as though you are feeling yourself as body. Okay? Consider here that you are seeing Sundara Murari. Don't consider seeing Sundara Murari. See the Paramatma within Sundara Murari. This you have to consider yourself. Practice yourself. If I consider you are having Paramatma within you, I don't cheat you, harm you, do any unwanted thing. Isn't it? This is the practice. Immediately we cannot. I love you, you love me, we married. Immediately we cannot have child. Papa told you, I have to wait for 9 months, 10 days. Immediately, as though you love each other. The both love each other, but they cannot have child immediately. They have to wait patiently. Prabhupada tells very nicely this one. Is it? Like that one. Immediately after initiation, immediately. But you have to strive yourself. Consider the principle. Then you will reach the target fast. Otherwise, even after 20 years, you will claim, oh, Krishna is not looking at me. You will claim like that. You are just like Duryodhana, not like Arjuna. You understand? That's the answer for your question? Yes. Yes, Prabhuji. Try to?
Defeat others.
Yes. Prabhupada time was very, very beginning. The beginning time, before that one we never understood. Now what is Krishna consciousness? As the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Is it? Even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he found many difficulties with his own senior disciples. That's why he met our Bhakti Vedanta Swami and he instructed him specifically to go to Western countries. You understand the principle, you have to understand. We Indians want to follow Westerners. So the Bhakti Siddhanta gave the idea, you try, you are not successful. If you train Westerners, then Indians can follow Westerners. Really, I'm telling, I was really very much ashamed. In our temple, I used to give the chatari. No lady, only few ladies, those who are having this sari. The others are coming, I do not know what to say. There is no tradition at all. How they feel, I don't understand. How they are coming, standing in front of deities. You understand? These are all westernized, westernized people. In our school, in my time, we were telling O Namaha Sivayaha Sidham Nayaha and then slokas from Bhagavad Gita. Nowadays my granddaughter, she reads A for apple, B for biscuit. It's from scriptures. You understand my point? So that's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj asked Prabhupada. It's a very special instruction. You understand? He found only Bhakti Vedanta was the obedient disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta. How Arjuna was obedient and Krishna brought him down. He was telling, from where you got this idea? You are fool number one. Isn't it? Like that from Bhakti Siddhanta. Wanted Prabhupada, you have to go to Western, train them, you bring them, then the fools, they will follow you. Is it? But some fools, they are not following that Westerners, they are following the ordinary Westerners. We are following the Westerners, but those who are in, trained by Prabhupada. You understand? They are very much ashamed. Today I felt like that. I do not want to give chatari also sometimes. They have no sense at all. They lost the senses. I don't understand why they are coming to the temple and standing in front of, showing their body to Radharani. They have no sense at all. They lost the sense. Really, I'm telling. All Westerners, they are wearing saris. They don't know. They don't know how to wear sari. They don't know a sari at all. Prabhupada, he wore himself at a distance. He was demonstrating. He took one sari and he put over himself and he wore it and taught them. Any Westerner, ISKCON devotee comes to India, you can see. They are never with any of our style. They are all with sari. You cannot find there with I don't know, the chudidari, this, that, and names. You cannot find. But our Indians, you see, all are with this, no saris at all. Only few. You understand my point? So, to begin with, Prabhupada had to put so much efforts to bring this one. So he used so many things, but now it is not that much difficult, we people now. So we can very easily follow that real principles. For Prabhupada, special principles. I also, to begin with lecture, I told that in principles also, there are different levels of principles. As there are different levels of purpose. There are different levels of principles. Now we can have normal principles, but Prabhupada principles are extraordinary. You got the point? You cannot consider that Prabhupada preached like that. Let me also preach like that. You fools, you rascals, you do not know. We cannot say like that. You understand the point? Now everybody, they mature, isn't it? Earlier they do not know even Krishna name, they never heard. But everybody, all the foreigners and all, they know. Many foreign countries, the scriptures, the slokas, this, that and all, they are teaching, except in India. Isn't it? Everywhere you can go, Japan and this and all, in France, London, they are teaching. Ours in India, we have the politics. But we don't want to get into that one to the extent possible. We have to spread our Krishna consciousness through our group. You understand? This is the way. Now we can easily preach. No problem. We will not be like Prabhupada. Okay, you got the answer for your question? Yes. Yeah, very, very correct, yeah. Very correct, very correct, yeah. That's why Arjuna was very, very intelligent. As the Krishna pushed him down and he preached Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna was very, very intelligent. How you can say that Arjuna was very, very intelligent? On what point I am talking this one? Arjuna was very, very intelligent.
He was surrounded.
Huh?
He was already taught and the Akhilati and other, all the friends. He don't want to see the
Huh? Vishwarupa, very, very correct. Vishwarupa Dasanam. He was telling Krishna was, we people can think that Krishna was boasting himself. he is praising himself. Krishna is still, he's a small little, only Arjuna size. Arjuna is not that much. And he is telling that, I'm pervasive form. I'm there everywhere, this, that. I'm only there is no one better than me. There is nothing, everything is coming from me. Arjuna was wondering, what is this talking? I'm with him from my childhood. I never heard these things from Krishna. In all these days, how you are telling Krishna all these things? Huh? I can believe you now after hearing you. But if somebody asks me some questions, how can I answer them? So please Krishna, you show what you are telling. Show your Visvarupa. Some people may also claim themselves as Bhagavan. Now many channels are all showing Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Many centers they have Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. So to prove that, the person who is claiming himself as Bhagavan, he should show universal form. That's why he asked very intelligently. And Krishna showed him. It was very, very horrible. He could not even see. Krishna is telling, hey Baba, Arjuna, you can see even the past, the present, even future. What is going to happen? Isn't it? We have the pin drives, this, that and all, we can see the past, isn't it? In brain pin drive, we can see what the past, that recorded one. In TV and all, we can see the present, but we never heard of future. What is going to happen, that can we see now? But Krishna is telling to Arjuna, you can see even the future sitting in one place. That is the beauty of the power of Krishna. Krishna is telling, everything is coming from me, I am everywhere. But still, Arjuna is seeing him. So he is telling to understand one. One can be understood in three stages. Suppose in your example I am telling, your son grown up, you are trying to find one bride for your son. Okay? In Muscat itself, your place, somebody is telling, so and so girl is there, is very nice, very obedient. They are giving you some information, isn't it? The information is, it's not personalized, impersonal, isn't it? Then that is pleasing you. oh, very nice, it's very suitable for my son and for my family and all. Then what you ask, is it possible for me to see one picture? Can you send me one picture? Is it? They can send. Nowadays everything is the laptop, this, that and all, immediately WhatsApp otherwise. From America also we can have instantaneously. You are seeing that girl who is so nice, so charming, so beautiful. I like her as my daughter-in-law. Isn't it? After seeing that friend, you will think that you want to go there and see personally. Isn't it? They also want to come and see your son personally. So how many ways you understood a person? Impersonal way? Huh? And as a, what is we call them? Paramatma. Paramatma is, that's a, he conversed. Conversed in a point. That was third, personally. Krishna also has, even the human beings, we have three ways of understanding. Why not Krishna? Krishna is everywhere, Krishna is there. That can we perceive Krishna? We are keeping our leg over here, even in that place Krishna is there. If I can see Krishna, I cannot keep my leg over that. We cannot perceive. That's why we have Paramatma like, localized. That's called localized. Localized Paramatma. Photos and all we can see. And we cannot go to Goloka Vrindavan, and that's where we go to ISKCON centers. ISKCON center, even many people, they wonder, they're seeing the statue of Prabhupada. That the real person is sitting there. Eh? What about Krishna? For Prabhupada himself, that is, can I touch him? Is a real person sitting there? Many people, even now also in our ISKCON centers, many people, they come and see our decorations. Nowhere they decorate like us. We decorate. In ISKCON is the greatest mark. Nowhere it is decorated like ISKCON. They wonder. They are really seeing the Krishna and Radharani standing in front of us. You see? Many people, they are, will you change every day? That also many people ask. I told not only now, even night assist also, that also will change. They wonder still. Only this one, we have for these three altars, actually, we minimum 12 to 15 devotees we do. This one. For night is okay. Night is 8, 9 is also okay. Night is not that much. Ornaments and all we are not putting. But in daytime, we have so many, minimum 15 devotees, some people doing and some people are helping in that way. You understand? So this is, God has no form, that's good. He has no material form, that's materialist within. They don't understand that point. But He is, Brahma Himself telling, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satya Chitta Ananda Vigraha. Vigraha. Vigraha means form is there. So these people, good, you understood the first stage. But beyond that, second stage is there, third stage is there. Like that, we have to convince them. What they are telling is correct, but that is partially correct. Beyond that is also there something, but they never gone up to that state. Now 8th standard student, he cannot understand 12th standard subject matters. Isn't it? When he comes, then he can try to understand. The person Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan, iti sapyate. Surya Bhagavan is there. Who said not? The Hanuman, he learned from Surya Bhagavan. But Surya is not stationary, he is moving fast, But still, even Surya Bhagavan, he told that Hanuman, you cannot learn from me because I am not sitting in one place. I am moving fast. But Hanuman's telling, you don't bother for that one. As the speed you are going, I am also coming at the same speed, and I can hear you all the time. He's Pavanaputra, the son of the air, Vayuputra. So he can move in the wind also, as speed as sun. In that way he learnt it. He knows that one, sir. The person is there. He is teaching. But these people, they do not know. They are in the lowest level. Brahman is the lowest level. The middle level is Paramatma, localized form. That is the topmost. That is Bhagavan, the form. The real person, we can shake it. We can speak to him. Krishna Bhagavan is there. We should realize first, then we can convince others. It's okay for your question? Yes. Any other question? Anyone else? Anyone? Everyone is happy or feeling hungry? Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you very much.